Hello, this is Tech Coffee with Vito Dominguez on the 5th of September, and here's a daily tech shot in less than 2 minutes. TSB's Paul Pester will step down from his role as chief executive after customers were hit by a second IT failure in just 4 months. Pester's departure comes as thousands of mobile and online customers were locked out of their accounts over the weekend and into Monday, reporting a range of issues including duplicated transactions. More than 12,500 customers have exited the bank since an IT disaster in April left up to 1.9 million DSB customers without access to their accounts for several weeks, prompting MPs to question the sustainability of Pester's position. Mozilla announced that Firefox will soon block web trackers by default. In conjunction, Firefox will also let users control what information they share with sites. Web trackers are used mainly for targeted advertising and broad user data collection. Mozilla wants to protect users from websites using abusive trackers, improving both performance and privacy. Starting October the 2nd, Microsoft will be increasing the device limits for its Office 365 Home and personal subscribers. Users will be able to install Office on all their devices, but they'll be limited in terms of number of simultaneously sign-in users allowed. Office 365 Personal users can sign into 5 concurrent devices at the same time. They can load Office apps onto multiple devices, but only be signed into 5. For Home, starting October the 2nd, that updates to 6 users across all your devices, and each user can be signed into 5 devices at the same time. Technically, that means an Office 365 Home customer could have 30 Home subscriptions running at the same time, with each user getting 5 sign-in devices. Singapore is launching 2 initiatives to train 12,000 people in AI. The programs are being spearheaded by AI Singapore, a national organization created in May 2017 to boost the country's AI development. One of the initiatives is called AI for Everyone and targets 10,000 secondary school students and working adults. AI for Everyone is free and supported by industry regulator Infocom Media Authority, software vendor Microsoft and chipmaker Intel. The second initiative, Foundation in AI, is geared toward 2,000 technically inclined professionals. Foundation in AI will focus on basic competency and software development skills for the Python platform. This was your shot of Tech Coffee. Find out more at ondismedia.com.